Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy. Shut down his account. Anybody can live stream to Twitter. We could listen, there's a button I can click right now, and it will split the stream that we're in. Right now, we're live streaming exclusively on YouTube while we're on the radio, right? But I can literally click a button, and it'll automatically cause us to live stream to Twitter. I can click another button. We can live stream to Kick at the same time. So these are not, this is not like rocket science. Oh my God, he's moving his show. I thought it was weirder that Tucker said he's moving his show to Twitter. What show, bro? You don't own that. You don't own that. You better go check to see if Fox copyrighted your name. You know, you don't own that at all. You can't even make another show that's similar to that. You know, I don't know, man. But would you give up $24 million banking on subscriptions on Twitter? Because that's what Tucker Carlson gave up. And to Jay's point earlier, he said that CNN also made him an offer. I didn't even know about that, which is also weird. But anyway, CNN has been bought by new people. We gotta look into that. But with Tucker Carlson, like I mean, he could really move anywhere. Why even choose Twitter? The platform itself doesn't even pay you. But anyway, on the other side, whatever. Somebody take the mic.
Well, one of the things that I'm thinking is, because I'm reading through this tweet and it says rewards mean subscriptions and advertising revenue share in parentheses, still working on software needed for the latter. So is this kind of like a new business approach and advertising that, you know, Tucker Carlson, a big talking head, is coming to Twitter? We're working the revenue share things out. And then just the law of opposites, if we have a big Republican talking head come over to Twitter, then that needs a counterbalance of some sort. So who's, you know, and Elon even says it here, particularly he hopes people from the left choose to also become content creators on this platform. So in my mind, he's trying to turn these large figures into nothing more than content creators on his platform. You know, it's a lot of underlying things being said here in this tweet, but I think it's coming down to influence and, you know, it's a little of it's beyond me, but they definitely have something in the works here, because why would Carlson decide to go this route? It just makes no sense monetary wise. Unless there's something brewing deeper that we don't really realize. And for Elon, that would be a great win, whether he admits it openly or not, because then he does have a whole other business arm to where he has these large content creators coming over and he gets to devise some type of revenue share through Twitter that, to your point, Nkechi, now does somewhat compete with Instagram and YouTube. Just a thought.
Well, let me read this off real quick before we round table again, to your point, right? Like, what's the financial incentive? So that's what I asked myself. So I just kind of started doing a bit of research. Let me read this off. Here's some speculative math. Carlson has 7.3 million followers on Twitter. If even 5% of those followers sign up, the average conversion rate, guys, is last I checked anyway, it was like between 2 to 7% or 5 to 10%. Something like that, 2 to 10%, okay? If he gets even 5% of those followers signed up, which is a fraction of Carlson's primetime audience, for a $5 a month subscription, that's $21 million a year. Twitter takes 20% of subscription revenue once it crosses $50,000. So Carlson would, in theory, get $17.5 million a year, and Twitter would get $4.4 million if he hit 730,000 paying subscribers, which equates to about 5% of his followership, I guess. I don't see how that's 5%. It seems like a lot more. But also, I'm horrible at math. And that's clearly 10%, right? I'm not sure. And whatever. Listen, I guess what I'm thinking to myself is there competition Instagram, or is it Twitch, or is it Kick? You understand? The model that's trying to be forced upon people is that, no, it's your responsibility to go get subscribers and blah, blah, blah. But these companies make billions of dollars off of your content, off your data. They mine it and they make billions of dollars. I don't know. Maybe am I entitled? I feel like somebody would refer to me as entitled for thinking that it makes no sense that you're making billions of dollars. You can't kick me back something. I feel like YouTube has been doing it consistently for how many years now? And they don't have any complaints. So I don't know. Like, okay. So, but for people like Tucker Carlson, he's a very galvanizing figure. All right. So imagine, well, to the British side, to London, imagine Piers Morgan saying he's going to do his show on Twitter. Of course he's going to get subscribers. These are very, I can't say Riz, man. I can't say they're charismatic because their Riz doesn't work on me. But for some reason, it works on other people. And yeah, those people are willing to part with $5 a month, even if that means the difference between them paying their rent or not, because that is who they pander to. People that don't really, they don't want to think for themselves. They want to be told what to think. And that's the truth. And sometimes people want to be told what to think because this world is stressful, okay? And the liquor store closes at 9. So, you know, some people want to be told what to do, you know? And that's fine, but I think there's something weird about the fact that Twitter is essentially, anyway, there's nothing weird about it. It's a business structure. However, the fact that the only reason Twitter is even commenting on this is because they're going to get that 20% subscription revenue. And now it's clicking to him to start to invite other big, big people that are getting laid off by these big networks. But then doesn't that just turn Twitter into yet another network? Which I guess he wants.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It almost turns Twitter into some valid news source. You know what I mean? Because, yes. And I say that with quotation marks, big air quotes. It just gives it a different stigma that now you have a personality like Tucker choosing Twitter. When he had his choice of quite a other, he's choosing Twitter and now he wants to go direct to the people. Type of that. That's the vibes that I'm getting from it. So We'll see what plays out. But I feel it's more of like a direct approach, more of a community centered approach, as you're saying. But what's the end game with it all? You know, I'm always wondering what's the evolution of things. Yeah, he goes on there, he gets, but then does Twitter become a more dominant and reliable news source than Fox and CNN?
But can you rely on news sources that are essentially the sources? Trust me, bro. You know?
Exactly. Those are the things we'll all have to consider. But each individual will come to their own determination. As many people that'll be like, no, I won't get my news from Twitter. Other people will be like, are you following Tucker? So, you know, we're just, I think they're playing this volume game. And I really just see society as a whole gently being ushered and restructured. And I just intuitively feel like this is a part of the direction they're wanting to lead us towards. So it's all unfolding in real time. And it's very interesting because 2-3 years ago, whoever would have thought, right? Whoever would have thought that we would be talking about Twitter and its evolution and, you know, all the things there, them adding a crypto component, them adding a news component. He really is trying to make it a one-stop shop to interact with most everything. So something to, you know, definitely keep eyes on.
I mean, we did talk about this before when he first did the big announcement about X. And, you know, he does want it to be a one-stop shop. He wants it to be WeChat. And one of the first things that he talked about was it being a news platform as well as everything else. So it is what he wants. And it's moving in the direction that he said. And that was only, what, 2-3 weeks, the beginning of April, that he talked about that? And we talked about that as well.
That was part of his original manifesto for Twitter, that he believes that it's supposed to be a media network. And I agree with that. Like, that, listen, we have our qualms with Musk. However, there's also a lot of things that I agree with. I don't know. I this is definitely the way, and it's the smartest thing. Twitter takes 20% of the subscription. It's still better than Twitch that takes, I mean, an insane amount. Like, Twitch takes like 70% or something crazy like that, you know?
Just know, if you make 15 million, you only get 2 million on Twitch.
I mean, especially if, even if you're Kai Cenat, you know what I'm saying? if you know, you know. I just feel like he just met Nicki Minaj on his show, by the way. Did you see that video, Nick? Did you see it? Clown it. He need an 18 and up restriction on his account. I think, listen, on the business, the unemotional business side, right? This is brilliant. You bring up heavy hitters that were just released by major networks. Whether you like these networks or not, they are major networks because you know about them, you know? And he's picking them up. Who knows? Vice is shutting down. Vice just shut down. Viceland just shut down that particular media network. Who knows if this won't become like a land grab, you know, inviting these people with big followings over. The Web3 space is not just about crypto, guys. This is something that's I'm starting to realize. The same way that Web2 wasn't only about corporations. The Web3 space is really about people understanding that it's the people economy. So if you have people behind you, you can just create it yourself. The Web3 space is a culture. It's a set of new rules, things that you can get away with. In Web3, you don't have to deal with the nonsense at the network. You can just take your following and be going. Why? Because the entire time you were at the network, you were constantly pushing them towards your Twitter. You were constantly pushing them towards your Instagram. That's why it's important not to find yourself in a position where you're sitting here questioning, well, I don't care about. Listen, I'm talking mess about Twitter, but you know what? Every single So I don't know. I feel like I think it's a little bit predatory to make the only model on there subscription, because now it puts like this, I don't know why, but there's something about people locking up content and not that could help people. There's something I've always, I struggle with it daily. You know, because I believe that knowledge is your birthright. You know what I'm saying? Information, access to it, the ability to change your life and the information you need to do so is your birthright. You shouldn't have to fight for that, you know? And yet still, like, that's the only monetization point on Twitter. I think it's kind of unique that, I mean, YouTube, you run ads. Why are you not making money from the ads? I just don't understand. I don't think I can ever get with that. I think it's really weird that you have to bring your own sand to the beach on Twitter. If you didn't hit on Twitter during bull run, you didn't hit. You have to have a certain kind of a personality to do really well on Twitter. We're lucky that we happen to have some of those personalities, but not everybody does. And they still open every single day continuously. There's literally one space. I'm not going to say the name of the space. All right. But they opened maybe 1 hour ahead of us for months. Oh, my gosh. They opened for like 6 months every single day. Same time slot, same conversation, you know, continuously. So what does that say? Consistency, right? That breeds, you know, power. That breeds, you know, success. Nope. They're consistent as ever. They'll be lucky if their space cracks 50 people in it. That's even a high number. Their usual number is like 20 to 25. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you got 25 people in your house, that's a party. That's a big old thing. But on Twitter, when you're looking at spaces like Tucker Carlson and all these other people that have 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, you know, I think we average between 10 to 20,000 on Twitter. That is really discouraging for people who are really working tooth and nail, but maybe they don't have the team. Maybe they don't have the connections. I don't know. If I'm going to put my heart and soul into something, I think that there's better platforms to have subscriptions on than Twitter. But maybe that's the exchange. Maybe the exchange is the reach. Maybe that's really what it is. It is a world stage. Twitter is a world stage, whether you like it or not, you know? Anyway, any last comments? We got about 30 minutes in the space. 30 minutes left on this radio broadcast. I got a couple shout outs. Listen, any other thoughts on this before we continue on to the next topic?
I'm going to need at least a 7 to 30 day free trial before they ever get a dollar from me.
You know what I'm saying?
I was just going to ask, do you think that he'll invite MTV over?
Oh, that's too soon, Joe. That's too soon. He just invite everybody. everybody from MTV, if you did something on there. If you were one of the VJs, come through, Carmen. Carmen Electra, you always got a space on Twitter come through. Y'all remember the Carmen Electra days? She used to be such a G. Oh my gosh. Man, back in the day when MTV used to reign. That was a good segue. That was a good little segue, JoJo. Real quick. I just want to do a quick shout out to WGCH, Bob Small and the staff. We really, really appreciate what you guys are doing over there. They have our stuff in syndication upon syndication. Like, they're not playing with this, with our show at all. So just wanted to send a special shout out to WGCH. Please do not take me saying that wrong as a sign of disrespect. Here's the thing. There's a nationwide shortage on ADD medication. And this is, you just get what you get. You just get what you get. All right, listen, let's go ahead and transition over to that story. Whew. Joe. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm like Elsa on this. I thought all of MTV was shutting. How, okay, listen. Joe, how old were you when you found out that MTV had a news department? Were you today years old?
Today years old.
You were today years old? Okay. All right. I'm just asking before I'm the same. I don't know why. I grew up watching MTV and I swear I've never noticed that was news. I didn't realize that was news. I thought they were just like, you know, hey, Lil Wayne is in the house. I thought they were just letting us know. I thought they were just putting, apparently that's what news is, somebody trying to put you on. So listen, anyway, let me go ahead and segue over to this. It's a horrible segue, guys. I did horrible. I fumbled it. Joe just handed it to me. It was a perfect alley-oop and I just fumbled it. Listen, MTV News shuts down after 36 years. That's crazy. In a memo to staff, the closure was blamed on pressure from broader economic headwinds now hitting U.S. newsrooms. Did y'all notice any wind hitting us? Did the wind hit y'all? Did you guys notice a breeze? Did you guys? I didn't notice none. I don't know what they talk. I don't know that, man. On Tuesday, the media conglomerate said it was cutting its domestic workforce by 25% across units run by Chris McCarthy, the president of Paramount Media Networks and Showtime MTV Entertainment Studios, with some divisions like MTV News shuttered entirely. Dang. In a memo to staff, McCarthy said the decision came and pressure from broader economic headwinds now hitting very came amid. Oh, listen, I don't know about them headwinds. What he wants to say is the people above me put pressure and they were just like, it's them or it's you. So it's them. That's really what he said. MTV News was launched in 1987 with a show called The Week in Rock, featuring former Rolling Stone writer Kurt Loder. Y'all remember Kurt? Y'all remember Kurt? This man right here?
TBT.
Yo. Kurt Loder, man. The reporters for the network informed millions of fans about important events in music history, such as Freddie Mercury's death in 1991 and Tupac Shakur's killing in 1996. Yada, yada, yada. Listen, you guys know who MTV is. I had this thought the other day that I just want to post to you guys. You guys know what time it is. Bruh. Let's not lie to ourselves. Y'all know this time is coming. I have a question I want to post to you guys. I'm starting to realize the crypto pump of 2020 that lasted so long was not man-made at all. You know, it's, you know what a contagion is something that spreads, but you know what it doesn't usually do? It doesn't usually jump ecosystems. It usually that contagion just stays within its kingdom and it just spreads within its kingdom, you know? FTX, and then it jumped, you know, the contagion spread through crypto, right? And then all of a sudden we saw that contagion just mutate and jump ecosystems over to the banking system, all right? And now we're watching it, well, at the same time as going to the banking system, kind of there was like this middle part in between there, between FTX and the banking system where tech was just unraveling, if you remember, just had so many layoffs, okay? Then it went over to that. Now it's kind of jumped over to... how are media companies wrapping? Viceland wrapped the whole company, just closed its doors. That channel is just not there anymore. It's no longer part of your Xfinity package or whatever you use. Y'all, I'm about to have a whole campaign against Xfinity if they don't stop playing with me at that bill. They don't stop playing with me. It's only because their internet is good. But I'll run up in that store. Anyway, you're not going to see that there. Now, MTV News, a department there, has been shut down. How is this happening? Is it, because I'm starting to wonder, like all the bailouts, all these things that happened in 2020, all these big companies that got it, and all of a sudden Bitcoin starts to pump. So essentially they print like $1 trillion. Bitcoin starts to pump and they're just like, I don't know why this is pumping. Well, you printed an extra $1 trillion. So, you know, they got to put it somewhere before you come back and try to tax. That's how it works, right? So Bitcoin proceeds to pump and we watch it. This is the long, Jay and I were on the phone the other day and we were talking about how this was one of the longest runs that we've experienced. One of the longest bulls. Right now we're in bear, but this was one of the longest bulls that we've experienced, like one of the longest spans of time. And I'm realizing like so many of these companies, I think a lot of these companies put money into, you know, some of these shadowy figures that promised them returns. And now we're starting to see the back. Because why is everybody going broke all of a sudden? You understand what I'm saying? Why is everyone none of these companies have ever had an issue before. Suddenly they're either shuttering their doors or shuttering departments. Anyway, that ends my Noah talk.
Well, you know, when it comes.
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
The future of news. It's always been that. One of the reasons that we started streaming here is because at the level that we now operate at, like, we've had to learn over time what it is to be on the radio, like the level at which we need to present ourselves, the things that we need to be doing. And we realized the other people, like the people we're competing against, the news networks that they run, all of them live stream to YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to fight the system. I'm here to find out where the system is and how I can make money there. You know what I'm saying? If the system is on YouTube, then that's where we're going to come here to make money. Why? Because this is the level that we're at. Our mates, they live stream to YouTube. They don't live stream to Twitter. They don't do none of that. All these news networks you see, CBS, NBC, because do understand that our goal is not to be a show. Our goal is to be a media empire. And that's exactly why we have an entire ecosystem, a media-based ecosystem. We have a news outlet. We have a Web3 tokenized vault. We have streaming platforms. We have partnership agreements. That was the whole point. I feel like anybody that's not moving with the wave is naturally going to be drowned out. And I don't think there's any reason why MTV didn't have like a continuously streaming channel on YouTube. Even we do. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't take 50,000 people. It just takes you and a few other people that are in alignment with you. Look at all we built, guys. Look at everything that we've built in the span of a couple years. And it's only getting better. It's only getting bigger. You telling me they didn't have enough employees to pull off a news department? Why do you need so many people for news? It's just retweeting, bro.
A lot of those people had become celebrities and they were paying them a lot of money to keep them.
That's true.
You know, so when you're paying celebrities, it's different from paying just some correspondent. A lot different. I mean, does anybody disagree?
Any other thoughts, guys?
Nick?
I do not disagree.
That was the right answer.
what you said is absolutely true. And I think it's I think it's going to just come a time where people realize kind of what NK was saying, that, I mean, and even for us, we remember the beginning days of Twitter, and no one really, for me, like personally, I play guitar and I learned in YouTube University. I've never went to Twitter and said, give me three country chords, but I go to YouTube and type in all types of things when it comes to learning or finding things out. So for Twitter to get a foothold in the social media space, I guess Elon trying to poach, like you said, Moises, celebrities or maybe even news figure bobbleheads is probably his best approach, because trying to turn it into another Instagram or TikTok or YouTube, it may be too late in that regard. But to Jay's point, it could add that credibility if he had a Lemon or a Carson up there with him. So I think that's his play. But at the end of the day, it's going to be about putting more money in his pockets, whereas the YouTube monetization program is called the YouTube Partner Program. Like, they put respect on your name and let you know that you're partnering with them. I don't think Elon's going to let you be a partner.
Yo, because the way he ran up on Tucker Boy, I paid for all of this.
Immediately.
I paid for all of this. Don't take no credit. Man, listen, we got about 10, 15 minutes left in the space. Let's go ahead and move on. We got one more thing that I want to talk about. And the reason I want to talk about this is because it poses a new thought. Well, I guess not a new thought. Maybe a new thought to people who weren't thinking like this, but I feel like we've always been thinking like this. Can we talk about how behind we really truly are in the AI come up? Let's talk about what's going on overseas, all right? As you guys know, ChatGPT kind of came into the game and just blew it up, all right? If AI was underground before, ChatGPT was like, hold my drink. And it definitely took us mainstream, definitely took the space mainstream. It's probably one of the most Googled things in the world right now. But it has grown so much that, you know what it is. Like, people are always going to come up with doomsday scenarios. Like, AI is going to destroy us, blah, blah, blah. But maybe you don't build it to destroy us then. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so meanwhile, we're here having the is this Skynet conversation in the United States. Other countries are using it to advance just astronomically beyond us, all right? One of those being, you guessed it, China. I don't even know how to present this. Like, I feel like we saw it coming. Let me just play this audio for you guys. Let me just see if I can pull this up. Let me see if I can play this audio for you guys. Let me see if this is gonna work. I'm gonna do my best.
Oh, you got it? Because I had something to say.
Yeah, go for it. And then I'll play it. Go for it.
You know, have to really think about it. The actual equipment itself, which is built there, is going to cost them pennies.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know how much of a flex that is, Moisha? So what Moisha is talking about is what I'm about to, as a matter of fact, let me show this to you. What Moisha is referring to is the headbands that you're going to see. Now, I want you guys to remember that one of the first things we covered related to AI in schools was how schools are just banning it. They don't want it here. Kids are using it to cheat. But listen, here's the thing. Idle hands, you know, you either don't use it and then the kids abuse it, or you use it on the kids. And both of those outcomes really are just quite scary. So anyway, let me go ahead and just play this video for you guys. And you guys can hear it. Listen, if you're listening on the radio, we appreciate you. If you're listening in Twitter, we appreciate, well, I guess not. If you're from Twitter, if you came to join us from Twitter, hi. If you're listening on YouTube, just watch the screen.
Fans in China can tell if you're focused or not in class. When the light is red, it means the student is focused. But when it's blue, it means they're distracted. And that's not even it. Through cameras and AI, they track how many times you yawn, check your phone, and even your location around the school. All the data and reports go directly to the parents, and some even think that it's sent to the government. China invested billions in this project, and schools believe that it's boosting focus and productivity in the class. But others say it's putting too much pressure on the kids and that it could be harmful. So, tell us in the comments what you think of it.
Nothing to say? Although I must say, I must say that it is different from the AI.
I gotta get video so y'all can just see what my face looks like, right? Because I don't...
It is different from the AI that we were talking about. I mean, this is about their emotions. Maybe this is the mind reading one that everybody's been talking about. I don't know. how is it telling if they're paying attention or not, other than if they're doing something other?
Well, it's about how they're moving, though. You know, yes. If a child is constantly, touching certain parts of their face, they're not paying attention. They're touching certain parts of their face. You know what I'm saying?
But you see, this is not about telling them how to write something or letting it write it for them. This is making sure that they're learning the structural part of learning itself. Yes.
And that's what I mean. Like there's if you're not getting busy with it, somebody else is. So if you're not getting busy structuring kids using AI compatible devices, then the kids will get busy structuring themselves using AI compatible devices. It is very hard to cheat when you got something on your head that's saying you're distracted during a test, and that's more than likely 80% likelihood that it's because you're distracted trying to cheat. That's the direction they're heading in. You know what I'm saying? This is an AI component because it's the AI that tabulates what certain expressions mean. A headband on the head, you can tell a lot from a person if you place something on their head. That's why the Oculus is right there. It's not because of your eyes. It's because they can actually tell. It's that statement that I made in the beginning when we first started covering Oculus. People always talk about what you see, but they don't ever talk about what's looking back at you. You can tell a lot by a person by how they even wrinkle their forehead. I mean, they're just so adorable, though. They're like child size. They got to look a little port. Tell me this is kind of cute. This is kind of adorable. Look at me. He's trying to brush his hair back. That's adorable. They're so tiny. They have no idea what's going on. I don't know. Is this a good idea, though? Because it's still the difference between one country that's trying to ban it, not ban it, but just kind of restrict it, make it more difficult, shame you for wanting to use AI. How dare you use AI to write that book, to write that essay, just because you're dyslexic doesn't give you an excuse. No. It gives
but
me
this
AI.
This is a different kind of use.
That's what I'm saying. It's introducing a completely different kind of use. It's the difference between the kids choosing how to use AI versus a system that understands that they can use AI to advance their children. That's the difference I'm pointing out, you know?
Well, I don't know.
It's just a prime example when it comes to AI that if you don't mold, you're going to fold, because it's not like it's going away anytime soon.
Oh, no, I'm watching the video. Do you guys agree with this?
If I could jump in
sure.
Here real quick.
What's up, Faye?
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? The one thing, as I've been listening to y'all discuss this, the one thing that I'm really thinking about is how I think it could have an effect on emotional intelligence. Because I think as it's being displayed to the classroom and to the world or whoever, that you're distracted, it's like, okay, what are you distracted by? And I think you're going to have to constantly tackle that. And I just see a positive effect on kind of learning to have emotional intelligence as you kind of navigate that.
Yo, I just saw your message in the group chat, Fabe. BuzzFeed shut down?
Oh, yeah, yep. I didn't realize they had different departments. Apparently, BuzzFeed News shut down, I think. I read that correctly.
Why is everyone shutting down their news department? What's going on?
Yeah.
They're going to Twitter.
Everyone's seceding to the Musk. No, but to your point, yeah, I love your points, man. I think it, but will it make them emotionally intelligent? Because it's not, here's the thing, they're taking this data. Based on this, obviously there's more.
Who never gave a crap about the kids. So why would they start today, China? Now, if you were saying this was Denmark implementing this technology, we'd be having a totally different conversation about how they would use it for the kids in a positive manner. But with it being China, it's only about producing or creating productivity the best way possible in order to, you know, keep the sweatshops going and keep the kids hard at work like they've always done.
I don't know. You know, here's the thing. One thing about being in the U.S. That you can count on, it is you will be turned against any country that's not pro the U.S. That's one thing, you know.
Thanks, U.S.
Thanks, America. I don't know. I look at China's economy, and I mean, obviously, I have my own opinions. But I mean, they're a communist economy. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's offensive to us because we see a different way as an option. But quite frankly, that's for better or for worse. That apparently is what, in quotations, works for them. And it's kind of crazy that the first conditioning occurs with the children, you know? And this is what we continue to say all the time on this show, on other spaces, in conversation. It is that these things that are being created are not for us. We are just the guinea pigs. They're actually for your kids. They're actually for Gen A, not even Gen Z. Gen Z done for, man. They the new millennials. They're already... You know, it is what it is, you know, but Gen A, the next generation after that, which is what they're being coined right now, is that we're really not creative when we talk about generations. We really just went from A, B, C, D. Anyway, there is something dystopian about this. There is something dystopian about it. But if it allows for a child to be corrected at an early age, do you think that that would have saved you a lot of trouble? If somebody could tell from afar that you were distracted and could actually come in and correct you, do you think that would have helped you long term, or would it have made you feel victimized? Because also remember that this is a culture where kids are trained from an early age that you should receive feedback from your elders with respect, as in you should know that what they're telling you, you need to encompass inside of you, not just something that you just say, oh, he's just saying that because of his generation. You know, they have a different custom there. So to those kids, do you think that this is actually enhancing their chances? Because their economy is tough. I'm telling you right now, if the economy, if the expectations of China were introduced in the United States, a lot of people would leave America. We don't like all that stuff, man. Don't be calling me talking about I don't get any summer. My summer is 2 weeks long. I don't know how long the summer is, but it's very short, you know? I'm just saying that to say, like, do you think that this is actually a leg up for them? Like, this is actually considered like, hey, if I can refine these traits now, if I can know what my weaknesses are now, because kids are not exactly known to be self-aware, right? But for their economy and the level of competition that they face, is this like an actual helping hand for them? Like when you think about it like that?
What if it's the teacher? What if it's not even them? What if they're geniuses and they're just bored to death?
Man, because let me tell you something.
These types of things.
And then how do you equate that? You couldn't have gotten me to sit still in a 16-week class at these kids' ages. I mean, I was bouncing off the walls. I would want to finish that thing and just move on. Let's go to the next thing. So how is that calculated there is also my thing. But just to bring it back to the original question, right? In their economy, the level of competition they face as adults, is this actually like helpful to them as kids? Like, do you think a child would actually be grateful to have this conditioning done, you know, just based on their future?
Absolutely, because it puts you a cut above the rest, and by the rest I mean the rest of the world. Like, one thing about China, like you said, they might be commies, but they've never been stupid, you know what I'm saying? So everything they do is for what they deem as the greater good in their eyes. So I think this is something that would definitely help the kids more than it would hurt them.
Just to read off a couple questions before we wrap, we're going to wrap like here in the next couple of minutes, but just to read off a couple questions, we got LA Made and Found in the chat. And they said, can those headsets introduce thoughts into their brains? Maybe that's next. I don't think they can introduce thoughts. I think they can definitely insinuate certain things. If you know that color is turning, you know, I can't remember which color.
Yet. I like yet.
Yet. Can they do that yet? Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think? You think that's in the next phase? All of a sudden something will just pop up and be like, sit up straight.
Yes.
That makes sense. It makes sense.
That's always been the end goal, though. Look it up. Look up MK Ultra and the Manhattan Project.
Man, listen.
Any country would give anything to be able to tell you what to think.
Oh, man. Because the only thing they're going to tell you to think is... I think I'm going to go and buy some more stuff from this particular store because that's what the ad told me to do. I don't know, man. I don't know. This is something about these topics today, man. This was a whirlwind. This week has been a dense whirlwind, but I'm so thankful that I got to cover it with you guys. So for one last time this particular week, until next time, my name is Nkechi, and this has been GMD Gents. I hope you have been blessed today. I don't know, Tucker Carlson, did Lemon even reply? I don't know. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you, because I don't care. I'm not gonna watch the show. I didn't watch them when they were on CNN and Fox. I'm not gonna watch them on Twitter. I'm not gonna lie, and I'm surely not gonna pay for it. Anyway, listen, hopefully they make it, whatever. I just don't care. This has been GMD Gents. My name is Nkechi, and I'm joined by the usual suspects. We got Moisha back in action, Elsa, Jay, Nick, JoJo, Star, Fabian, and shout out to Christy. If you've been in the chat with us on YouTube, we really, really, truly appreciate you. Feel free to throw up a going away message. I'll pin it to the top because that's what we do here. And with that being said, let's go ahead and start the countdown. 5.
Be the change you want to see in the world, even if you have to use AI.
4.
Adapt, don't assimilate.
We got to teach you about the countdown.
Jump in that spot. Jump like a king.
I love you, though, Jay. I really do. Jay and Jay, we all right.
We all right.
We glad to have you back. Trust no one, suspect everyone until they prove different. And also remember, if you're not first, you're last.
If you're not first, then you're last. It's Ricky Bobby. I love Ricky Bobby. Did I already say 3? Did I say 3?
Yo, go read the book.
Is that usually the one that comes in? Three? No, that's no. Moisha.
Yes, thank you. I'm trying.
Oh, yeah, you can have my spot.
Oh, come on, you already went. You're not too early. You're not too late. Just what's the come on.
Educate yourself in this space.
All right, 2.
Read a book or listen to one. Love y'all.
That's the jam right there. 1. All right. Well, this has been another amazing broadcast. We look forward to the next one. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And make sure that you like and subscribe on YouTube, please. We'll leave this audio up so that you can catch up. And with that being said, bye.
Bye.
Hey, my loves. This is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part 1, make sure to check out part 2. And if this was part 2, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued, and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you were listening on ofeden.io, or you're tuning into one of our live segments, or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io. And also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. And thanks for tuning in.